Welcome to installment 223 of Sefer Mitzvot from the Rambam. Today's commandment is once again positive commandment 105, continuing our discussion of the Rambam's laws of Tumah v'Tahara, purity and impurity. This time again discussing the law of Tumas Shichva Zera, the impurity as a result of the emission of seed. As we discussed on previous occasions, these laws regarding Tumah v'Tahara are only discussions about what would be the relevant regulations when a person is affected by such an impurity, not a prohibition against being impure in such a fashion. The general form of purification described as a result of the emission of seed is immersion in a mikveh. And as we described in previous shiurim, that this applies today also in the idea of Tfilas Ezra, that the scribe Ezra decreed that all men, before being able to pray, should first immerse in a mikveh after having emitted seed. Although this decree did not spread entirely among the Jewish people, and therefore today is not a strict requirement, nevertheless many, including the Rambam, who said that never in his life did he nullify this immersion of Ezra, so to many people take this upon themselves today as an extra measure of extra holiness. The Arizal says, and he is quoted by Chaim Vital in Shar HaMitzvah as saying that there is nothing better to assist in one's understanding of the Torah than immersion in the mikveh as a result of Shichva Zera. In other words, that this adds to the purity, not only in a spiritual sense, but also in a physical sense, and affects one's physical understanding and mental abilities. An interesting concept is mentioned by the Rambam in his legal code in Hilcha Shar Aveis HaTumas, where he discusses these laws. The Rambam differentiates in a certain law between somebody that is young and somebody that is old. And the obvious question which arises is, when is someone considered young and when is one considered old? What is the cutoff point? And the Rambam gives an interesting explanation, an interesting definition, that as long as a person is able to stand on one foot and put on or take off a shoe, he is called young. Should the person be unable to do so, he is called old. And so to a person that is sick is considered for the purpose of this law in the category of an elderly person. And should he be unable to put on or take off a shoe while standing on one foot, taking the shoe off the foot he's not standing on, of course, he is considered to be in the same category of an old person. Should he be able to take off that shoe or put it on, he is considered a young person. This concept that age is not determined strictly by looking at one's birth certificate echoes a statement of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, who said that age does not go by the passport, that there are many people that are elderly when one would look at the birth certificate, but nevertheless are tiny babies when it comes to knowledge of Torah and mitzvahs. And vice versa, we can have people that are very, very young, yet are elderly sages when it comes to knowledge of Torah and mitzvahs. And just as one must take great care in the education and the method of education in a young child, so too people that are beginning in Judaism, even at advanced stages of their life, also should be given the greatest benefits and the greatest opportunities to learn about Torah and mitzvahs, that although they might be old in age, nevertheless they could be young as far as Torah and mitzvahs are concerned, and need special training and special care in order to improve their knowledge and ability to observe. The concept of a drop of semen, a drop of seed, is often used in Chassidic philosophy to give an example for a revelation of one's essence. And the comparison between the relationship between a child and his father as opposed to that with his teacher, it is said that his teacher is able to give him a ha'ara, a ray, so to speak, a revelation of what he is capable of knowing. However, what the father gave his child was not just a ray of his own existence. He gave him a piece of the essence of his own existence. His own very existence he gave to the child, and therefore the child is similar to his existence. It is said that furthermore, not only the child is similar to the existence of his father, but yafa kayach haben mikayach ha'av, that it could be that the child is even better than the father. That since what the child is being given is the essence of the father, we might think in intellectual terms, how could it be that one thing which came from another could be even better? It would seem that the source would always be better than this which came from it. However, we see sometimes the opposite, that the child could be better off than the father. Why is it like this? That since one gives not the revelation to the child, one gives the essential existence, the very essence to the child. The only question is how much of this essence will be revealed. So the child and the father have the same essence. But how much did the father reveal, and how much did the child reveal? It could be that the child reveals more of this essence than the father does. And therefore, it could be that the child has even greater abilities than the father has. This idea that the seed represents a revelation of the essence of the father is also present even in the shape of the seed, that it comes in the form of a drop, a tipa in Hebrew. It is explained in Chassidic philosophy that when the essence of something is revealed, it must be in a formless fashion. That should it be in any particular form, it is no longer the essence. It is a particular revelation of the essence, either in this form or in another form. In order for the entire essence to be contained, it cannot be in a specific form and in a specific shape. It must be, so to speak, formless. That only in a formless unit, one which is beyond physical description, can we really contain the essence. Because if it can be described in a particular way, it is no longer the essence. This is true in the spiritual sense as well. That when is there a true spiritual revelation, a revelation of the essence, is in the highest indescribable part of the soul known as Chochma Shebenefesh. In this highest part of the soul, nothing can be described. Even the lowest level of Chochma, since there are many, many levels of Chochma, is described as Barak HaMavrik, a lightning bolt. For example, when a person tries hard for a long period of time to try to understand a certain concept, suddenly they might get a click. They say, Eureka, something now makes sense. If you would ask the person what makes sense, perhaps they would be unable even to explain it in words. They know that they're onto something, and they know that they're right. However, they still cannot explain it. Chassidic philosophy explains that this first revelation contains the essence of the intellect, the essence of the concept which is being discussed. Once the person brings it down to a level where they can explain it, they have lost some of the essential point of this seichel, of this concept. Only when it is in this formless stage, only then does it contain the complete essence of intellect. And so too in the physical sense, when can there be a true physical revelation of the essence of the Father only in something which is an indescribable form, which the closest we have to this in the physical world is a drop, a formless drop with no definable and absolutely necessary physical forms and characteristics. The drop, even in its tiniest sense, is itself enough to be a hamshacha atzmis, a revelation of the essence. And it is for this reason that it is in that form and it can create a new essence similar to that of the Father. Thank you for tuning in to Sefer Mitzvahs, a project of Sichas in English. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.